This week on the Time Bat Show,
gravitational weed,
gravitational munchies. It doesn't even rhyme. It doesn't matter.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Time Bat Show. I'm your host, Time Aces, coming to you live. Not really, but whatever. With my co-host, Bat Snacks.
Hello, everybody. I'm Bat Snacks, coming to you also live.
Not really with live.
Episode of the Time Bat Show.
63 of the episode of the
good
episode.
Morning, afternoon, or night.
Whatever time of day it is for you today.
That was pretty good. Did you hear that? I said all. I didn't say like good morning. Evening, afternoon, or evening. Yeah, like good. I usually say two at the same time.
Have you seen The Truman Show? That's like what he says in The Truman Show. He's like, good morning, and if I don't catch you later, good afternoon, good evening, and good night. You know?
That's
have you seen that movie?
I have. I don't really like that movie, though.
What? Are you kidding me?
I don't really. It's not my.
I love The Truman. That's one of my favorite movies. You don't like
That's
the Truman
one with
Show?
Jim Carrey, right?
Yeah. Jim Carrey is in like this. The reality TV kind of esque show.
Yeah, where it's just him.
Oh, man. You need to rewatch that.
Probably.
Because maybe you don't like it because you're like in the wrong frame of mind. The Truman Show is one of my favorite movies. Because it's like, okay, this is how I'm going to pitch it to you. Because it's probably been a while since you've seen it, right?
It's been a long time, yeah.
Okay, imagine if Philip K. Dick wrote a comedy that had a happy ending. And that's the Truman Show. It's basically the Truman Show.
Yeah, I guess I just need to give it another watch because I haven't seen it in a long time, and I think the last time I watched it, I was like playing a video game or something in the background and just kind of listening to it.
It's just fun because it's like, wait, can you hear me? Hello?
Hello? Test.
Yeah, you can hear me, right?
My
computer just blacked out, which is really weird. Like it just decided, like it just blacked out. I just moved it a little, and it like blacked out. It was really weird. But no, the Truman Show is like. You know, it's him, Jim Carrey's character, and he lives in, like, this ideal, like, town that's not actually real.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's a TV show. It's cool. I don't know. I like it. Anyway, I'm sorry. I'm spending the first 2 minutes rambling about The Truman Show.
So I know enough about The Truman Show to kind of, like, talk about it. Do you ever, like, kind of fantasize that you're in that kind of situation? You're like the center of some kind
the
of weird
of
conspiracy
universe.
And
so
people
there's
are
a
watching you.
Philosophical term for that. I think it's like solipsism or something like that. It's basically the belief that you are like the only person in the universe that actually matters and everyone else is just kind of faking it, you know?
Yeah.
And like they're all like actors in your like big play, if you will, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I do feel that sometimes. Like, is this all just a ruse? You know, is this all just a ploy? I don't know.
Do you ever look at people and be like, hey, I'm going to get you to crack today. I'm going to get you to crack.
I haven't. No, I don't really do that. But, I mean, I thought
it's good that you don't do that.
I thought it. Have you done that before?
No, I've like, never done that.
No, I'm not that crazy. Not yet, anyway. Maybe in, you know, give me 30 years and maybe I'll be that guy. Like, oh, the world is fake. It's just me here and blah, 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 blah.
You can go up to, like, the barista at Starbucks and be like, listen, you can tell me. It's okay.
But we've had the conversation. You can tell me. No one's looking. No one's watching right now. We've had the conversation before where, like, we both have that. I think more often than not, I have the paranoid thought of, like, oh, everyone's against me right now. You know what I mean? Like, I've had that before. I feel like the Truman Show syndrome is, like, something you kind of offhanded think about. And then you're like, nah, that's too implausible. But then for some reason, the, like, everyone is in a conspiracy against me syndrome, like, that's just plausible enough that you're like, wait a minute.
What if it's, like, the worst possible logical extreme
right.
of this paranoid
I'm
conspiracy.
Like, it doesn't make any sense, but your brain is really good at recognizing patterns. So, like, once you're there, you're like, wait. And every time someone does something, you're like, wait, did they do that to spite me or whatever?
Yeah.
You know?
I read a quote the other day, perspective makes the eye the center of the visible universe.
Ooh.
See, there you go. See, everything
I like
that happens, you can, like, make it implied to be about you.
Because of perspective, yeah. Mm-hmm. But, like, about you in a good and bad way. It depends on, like, your mood, right?
Mostly bad.
Like, some people think of it in a good way. Like, oh, the world revolves around me. And they, like, use that to their advantage in, like, confidence. Like, they're, like, really confident. And other people, like me, use that in, like, a bad way. Like, oh, it's not in a good, like, oh, this is bad. Like,
not like I contributed to this.
That's no, it's like everyone is like looking at me funny right now.
My thought process is this project succeeded in spite of me.
In spite of my efforts, not yes.
Because of me.
And it's like if you're talking to someone, you're like, oh, this conversation is going on in spite of me being here. Or like, you know, in like a... like a kind of like, oh, sympathetic kind of way. Like, oh, you know, that person, oh, bless their heart. They're, you know, they're trying.
They're trying to talk to me because they feel like it's a good thing to do.
Anyway, so what's going on with you today, past night?
We had to do an early episode this week because it is the holiday season and there's too much going on.
It's too much shit going on with you, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the big news this week is Star Wars is coming out on Friday.
Yes.
And I'm very excited.
Are you going to see it with my family?
Are you all locked and loaded? You already have tickets and everything?
Yes.
Nice. What day are you seeing? Are you seeing it Friday, Saturday?
Seeing it Friday.
Friday night?
Yeah, I think it comes out Thursday night at midnight.
It comes out Thursday night, yep.
Yeah, but I have work the next day. And
sure. So, I'm seeing it Friday as well. My office is taking me at noon or something. The whole
hell yeah, going. That's awesome.
So I get to see it for free. That's pretty cool. So I'm really excited about that at the Alamo.
And then cool. You guys are going to the Alamo. Yeah, they're probably gonna have a great like pre-movie reel that they'll show.
I hope so. Yeah, hope so. So I'm excited. I get to see it for free and everything. But the funny thing is, like, my friend who also works with me bought tickets like ahead of time. You know, as you do for Star Wars, right?
Yeah.
But the only seats he could get that weren't sold out were, like, on Thursday night at, like, 1 in the morning. Well, sorry, I guess it would be Friday morning, right? At, like, 1 a.m., you know, like, the night of. And he bought two for some reason. I don't know why he bought two, but he did. And he was like, oh, surely I'll find someone else that wants to go with me to Star Wars. And he originally, like, pitched it to me, like, oh, I'm going to get two. Do you want to go? And I'm like, no, I'm not going to go to a movie
1 a.m. on a Thursday.
At 1 a.m. when I can go at noon at work on Friday, like, for free. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it didn't make any sense for me. And then, so he's like, oh, well, whatever. I'll find somebody else. And so, like, you know, weeks passed. And, like, last week he was like, oh, I haven't found anyone to go yet on 1 a.m. Like, do you want to go? And I was like, I don't know. Like, I'm not so sure. And he's like, oh, I'll buy you food. And I was like, still, it's like 1 in the morning. Like, yeah. I'm going to see the movie like 9 hours later for free anyway.
That's going to be like a 3-hour ordeal. You won't get home until like 4 a.m.
Yeah, it'll be like 4 and then I'll wake up. And then I will be so tired I won't even be able to appreciate seeing the movie at noon the next day like at my work.
You'll see it twice in a bad state of mind
both times. Right? I'll be tired both times. So I'm like, no, I don't want to do that. So it's like, okay, I'll find someone else. Today we had like a little mixer at work.
Okay. And
like every person he talked to was like, hey, I got these two tickets to Star Wars. And they're like, oh, really? Yeah. It's like, oh, yeah, Thursday night. And they're like, oh, what time? He's like, 1 a.m. And they're like, oh, cool. And then just like leave it at that. But I don't know. I think he assumed people would be very pumped to see Star Wars.
Well, they probably would if they weren't going to see it for free like 6 hours later.
Yeah, but the fact of that, the remains that, yeah, people are going to see it for free. And also, it's kind of at 1 in the morning. So, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, and then I was like, he was like, oh, you've seen a movie at 11. What's the difference? I was like, there's a big difference between 11 a.m. and 1. Like, it's only 2 hours, but it's a pretty massive difference. Yeah. Especially on a night where you're going to have to wake up for work the next day.
Yeah.
Like, 11, you get home at like 2:30. 1, you get home at like 4. You know, like that's a big difference.
Yeah. There's like this rule I have where if I'm not going to get 4 hours of sleep, I just won't go to sleep. Cause it's
at
just,
all.
You'll just feel worse.
Yeah.
And at 4 a.m., you're past the point of where you can go to sleep.
Yeah, you're past the point of no return at that point.
You're like, just going to be like playing Zelda at like yep, 5 a.m.
Whatever you're going to do, you're going to like coffee. Be on Reddit or whatever yeah. you're going to be doing. And then you're going to feel horrible the next day. Yeah. But like if you go to a movie at 11 and get back at like 1 or 2, like that's not past the point of that. You're like, I can still get 6 hours. Like, okay, yeah. you know, whatever, you know. If I fall asleep right now, I can get 6 hours of sleep, you know, or whatever. Yeah. So, anyway, I'm really excited for Star Wars. It looks.
I'm super excited.
It looks good. The other thing that came out over the weekend was Shape of Water.
Yeah.
Which you said you were going to go to, but you
I didn't get didn't. To see it. There weren't any showings and screenings in my town.
You were all adamant about it. Like, oh, yeah, it's coming out in my town. Like, I'll get it.
So I had looked at the Google, like, movie times before the show started. Or, like, that week or whatever. And I saw that it was playing where I live. Mm-hmm. What I didn't see is that it's playing on the 22nd of not December.
The, and you probably got not. The 8th from somewhere else.
Like, yeah, I got the 8th from the Wikipedia article.
Yeah. So you just put two and two together and boom, there you go.
I'm super disappointed. I really wanted to see that movie.
Well, I saw it. I'm not going to spoil it for you. It was really good. What can I say that's not a spoiler? I guess I can say it was a funnier movie than I thought it would be. Like, it had a lot of humor in it, which that's I appreciate. Good. I like movies that can, like, you know, they can jump back and forth between a lot of different genres.
So it's a romantic comedy with a fish man.
I mean, it's got elements of, like, thriller in it, too, though. You know, I mean, you've seen the trailers. You know, there's definitely elements of, like, thriller, espionage kind of thing. You've seen the trailers. This isn't really a spoiler. Because, you know, the whole government thing is trying to, you know, get the fish man or whatever.
It's set during the Cold War.
So there's elements of, like, that thriller, espionage thing. And then there's elements of, like, a romantic comedy. Which I think is the fun part of the movie because it kind of jumps between those genres. And it does it pretty seamlessly. So it's kind of fun in like watching that them do that. And some movies that jump around genres like that like feel tonally weird. But this one didn't. It was just like, oh yeah, this is the thriller part. Or this is the romantic comedy part. Like whatever. But it's good. Yeah.
The movie was in English, right?
Yeah, it was in English. It's in English the whole way through. Yeah, Guillermo del Toro did it. And, you know, the main character lady is, like, you know, she's, like, she has sign language. She's mute or whatever.
Yeah, she's mute. I've heard everybody's great.
She's really good. I think the breakout, I mean, was her, obviously. But I was surprised at how good, like, she has a couple, like, friends or whatever. And they were all, like, phenomenally good. Like, she has another, she's, like, a cleaning person. She's part of the cleaning crew. And her, like, partner in the cleaning crew. I don't remember the name of the actress that plays her. But she was really funny, really good. And then she has, like, a neighbor, a roommate. Or not a roommate. A neighbor. And he's the guy that, like, narrates the trailer.
Mm-hmm.
And he was great in the movie. Like, he was my favorite character by far. Like, he was phenomenal. And then, obviously, you got the fish man. And he was great, too. But, you know. And the bad guy, also really good. Like, all the performances are really good in the movie. Like, literally, none of the performances were like, oh, that was bad. It was like, wow, that's really good performance.
Yeah, I'm super glad it was good. Old Guillermo is pretty much the only person now that's making, you know, unique ideas for movies.
It was a very unique movie. The cool thing about it was, like, it kind of goes off of, like, tried and true kind of tropes, you know, like monster movie, but then also like romantic comedy kind of thing, and then kind of like synthesizes them together into something weird and new and good. But it's good. So I would recommend it. I know you're gonna see it anyway, but
it's fantastic though that it was good because it's not a sequel. It's not.
It was very good.
There was no Shape of Water book before this.
It was very good. I'm very.
It wasn't a comic book.
Yeah, it wasn't. It was completely new. Which I like. I really enjoy movies that are like they're just like made as movies, you know.
Yeah.
Because then it's just like, oh, people can be creative when they want to be.
I like when people can be.
Which
creative.
Which is good. So it was really good. I'm interested to see what you think about it.
Probably love it. If you liked it, then I'll.
Yeah, I liked it a lot. I know people that weren't as you know hot on it, but I think that's to do with the fact that. Like I said, like it kind of straddles a couple of genres at the same time, but I think it did it in a way that like makes sense and it, like it didn't bother me like at all, you know. But I could see people being turned off by that aspect. It's like, oh, like I don't want to see the thriller part. I just want to be the romantic comedy land, or vice versa. Like they just want to see a thriller and they don't care about you know romantic comedy part of the movie. You know the drama part, if you will. You know.
Yeah. book. Like, honestly, anything Guillermo does is excellent in my book. I even like Blade 2, and that's definitely a controversial opinion. I think Blade 2 is great.
Well, we should probably move on to...
We should probably move on to the next episode.
Another segment of a show.
Oh, not even... Not episode.
No, Blade 2. Yeah, I guess it's... Sure. It was good. Sure.
It was good.
Yeah, it was great. I thought he did Blade, the third one. Did he do two?
He did two.
Okay. Right. I lost track after Blade 1, honestly. I was like, I don't know what's happening.
You should watch... I mean, you shouldn't watch Blade 2 again. You probably won't like it, but...
I liked Hellboy and Hellboy 2. Those were good.
Yeah, those were real good.
I liked... Hellboy 1's really good. Hellboy 2, he kind of cranks it up, you know.
Yeah, Hellboy 2 is the better movie, probably, but yeah. I still like both.
No, I like both, too.
There's a new Hellboy coming out.
Is there?
Yeah, and they're not getting Ron Perlman.
And Guillermo's not doing it?
Nope.
That's a shame.
Yeah, it's not going to be good.
I'm not gonna see that. If Guillermo's not on board, then I'm not going to see it.
Yeah.
Hellboy 2 was just so creative, you know?
So it's like, beautiful.
Like, it's a very creative movie.
Everything in that movie was so neat to look at.
Yeah, it was just like, you could tell he like sat down with like a concept artist. I was like, we're going to crank this shit out right now. And like that's probably how he wrote a lot of the screenplay. Just like...
Yeah.
This is what I want this to look like, you know, and I don't know, that's really cool.
I like the lighting in it. He like he does this in a lot of his movies where he makes the lighting, like the color of the lights in scenes mm-hmm. correspond to chemical elements like sulfur or brimstone and like alchemy colors.
Interesting.
He like color codes his scenes in his movies.
I feel like Shape of Water did that, but I would have to go back and watch it. It had a lot of good like visually cool scenes.
Yeah, so. He's all about that.
Anyway, definitely worth seeing. Very excited. So Star Wars, that movie came out. You're going to see both of them, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Star Wars is this weekend. The other thing that happened over the last week, we talked about briefly on the last podcast, the Game Awards happened.
Yes. Which was
like this stupid... Oh, man, I can't even talk about this right now because...
I don't even know what games won. I know Breath of the Wild won Game of the Year, but other than
Breath
that...
Breath of the Wild won Game of the Year.
I kind
of
just tuned them out. I was playing a game while I watched
So them. You watched it more than I did, which is hilarious. Yeah. So after we did the episode last week, we did it... Like, we recorded it while the Game Awards were going on.
Yeah.
And after I did that, you know, you messaged me and you're like, hey, are you watching the Game Awards? And I'm like, no, I'm eating. And then, like, I was like, okay, I guess I'll watch it, like, 30 minutes later. And I tuned in for the last maybe 45 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, like, one gigantic advertisement for, like, games. Which I guess I expected, but I don't know. I got in this argument on people that I, like, follow on the internet and Twitter and stuff. And, like, I was like, the joke I made was, like, the Game Awards, more like the game advertisements, you know? It's like... That's what it felt like to me. It felt like I was watching one long ad for upcoming video games. And I mean, I like upcoming video games, but like when it's called the Game Awards, like I want to see the awards. I don't really want to see the advertisements.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, it's like if like they showed the Oscars and they're like 70% of the Oscars was like trailers for upcoming movies.
I think 70%. You're being really generous with that number. Like it was more like 90.
Yeah, I mean, it would be like if you watch the Oscars and like most of it is just trailers for upcoming movies, and then like 10% is the actual awards. That's what the Game Awards felt like.
And then like
30%
is shit. God,
yeah, and it's just like stupid sponsors.
Terry Crews.
It's like stupid sponsors, like. They're loosely related to video games, like Schick Hydro, or like, oh, you're gonna, you know, you gotta like use this body wash to be like a man gamer or whatever, and then like the guy like takes a shower and then he like gets out of the shower and then he like plays like Call of Duty or whatever, and like that's the commercial. And it's like, this is the dumbest thing I've ever seen. And like I like posted on the internet, I was like, this is stupid. This is like an ad, and people like jumped on me, like,
yeah, they
attacked
you. What did you?
Like, what do you expect? What do you expect? Like, they have to pay for it. It's like, well, A, if it's, like, 2 hours long, then I expect it to be, like, most of that time is, like, good content. And if it's gotta be mostly ads, then make it, like, 20 minutes. Like, you can do all that in, like, 30 minutes, you know? You don't need to stretch it out to 2 hours where I have to sit watching this 2-hour-long advertisement where, like, every 30 minutes or so, I'll actually see an award for, like, 5 seconds, and then they'll jump to another ad.
And, you know? Like, it doesn't actually need to be all advertisements. Like,
no.
If, if the Game Awards had any prestige at all, then just the merit of having a game award awarded to a game would be enough to cover. Like, it's like the Oscars. They don't do advertising during. I mean, they do. They do.
I mean, they do. But the thing about the Oscars is they separate it, right? It's like they got the award show, and then they're like, all right, we'll be back after this commercial break. And then they have a commercial break, and then they do the Oscars again. Like, the Game Awards, it's like you can't tell what is an ad break and what is part of the show because it's all the same thing, you know? And that bothers me from, like, a moral and philosophical perspective, you know? Like, give me the show as the awards, and then don't pull any bullshit and be like, hey, we'll be back after this break, and then have ads. Like, that's fine. Do that so I know that this isn't part of the show. But they try to, like, integrate the ads in the show. They try to, like, trick you. Like, oh, you're watching. It's like, am I watching, like, an award, or am I watching an ad? And then you're like, oh, I'm watching an ad. Sorry, whoops.
Can't stop watching because you might miss an award.
It's like how the podcasts do it these days. They're, like, talking. You know, you watch the podcast, or you listen to the podcast. And then, like, halfway through, they'll start talking about a product. Like, seamlessly, quote-unquote. And it's like, we know what you're doing. Like, we know that you're trying to pretend this is part of the show. But in reality, it's an advertisement break. You know what I mean? Like, don't bullshit me. Like, I know what this is. Yeah. Just
speaking of those, them. By all means, I mean, we'll do them.
We'll do them.
We'll do
Arby's,
them.
Arby's, if you want us to advertise for you, like, we're 20 minutes. Like, this would be a perfect... Let's do a mock one right now. I mean, why not, right? We got 20. We're 20 minutes.
You know, I'm thinking Arby's right now. Do you know I'm thinking that?
I'm thinking Arby's too. Why are you thinking Arby's, Bestnecks? Tell me about Arby's.
I'm thinking Arby's because they have all the meats.
They do have all the meats, and the meats at Arby's are really good. Okay, they use the highest quality, freshest ingredients you'll ever find. Just be cool.
I mean, it doesn't have to be good.
And they'll make whatever you want.
I'm not going to Arby's because I want something good.
You go to Arby's, ask for whatever you want. They'll make your own. They'll make whatever sandwich you want. It's not on the menu. It doesn't matter. Yeah. Just tell them what you want. You want roast beef. You want sauerkraut. You want their, like, smoked turkey stuff. You know, you want that pump cheese. Throw it all on a baguette. They'll do it.
Put some jalapeno poppers on there. It doesn't matter.
Put the Bronco berry sauce on there. Whatever. It doesn't matter. You will get what you want when you go to Arby's. Yeah. Because they care about their customers. And that's why I'm thinking Arby's.
Yeah. So. Their Euros are good, by the way.
Their Euros are good. Thank you. That's Arby's.
They don't have the Greek style meat anymore.
It's all right, we're done with the advertisement now. You can't badmouth them now. We're done with the advertisement now.
Okay.
So that was the sample. So if Arby's wants to reach out to us, contact at TimeBets How or TimeBets How. Wait, at TimeBets How on Twitter, right?
Yeah. It doesn't matter. They're not going to. We've never received an email. Not even one.
All right. So Star Wars is this week. Yeah. How excited are you? Scale 1 to 10.
A good solid nine.
I'm like an 8. Like, I'm excited, but I'm like, I'm kind of preparing to be disappointed, to be honest with you.
How are you prepared to be disappointed? This is going to be the best Star Wars probably ever.
Why do you, everyone keeps saying that, but I'm not so sure. Why do you think it's going to be the best Star Wars?
Because it has to be.
Because it has to be. That doesn't really make a lot of sense. Is it because Rian Johnson is directing it?
No. If anything, that kind of makes me questionable because I don't really like a lot of his other movies.
You didn't like Looper?
I mean, it was a time travel movie.
Did you see Brick?
No.
I don't know of any other movies Rian Johnson's did.
See? And Looper was not a triple-A movie. Hey,
Looper was good.
It was good, but it was not Star Wars.
Sure. I mean, nothing is Star Wars.
It's like comparing Reservoir Dogs to what's Quentin's biggest movie? Like, something like...
Pulp Fiction.
Like, Reservoir Dogs was shot in a garage. Reservoir Dogs
is good.
It's a great movie, but they're, like, totally different animals.
But it's no Pulp Fiction. Or it's no, like, Kill Bill.
I wouldn't say they're, like, better or worse, but, like...
They're
being
different.
Able to direct something like Reservoir Dogs and being able to direct something like Pulp Fiction are, like, vastly different
skills. Or, like, Reservoir Dogs and, like, The Hateful Eight or something.
Right? Yeah, or
completely,
you know,
different budgets. Yeah, like, completely different budgets.
Yeah.
Oh, I think we're getting a call. Ring,
okay.
Ring.
1 second, let me just...
Ring.
Let me pick up our studio phone.
Pick it up, yeah.
Hello there.
Hello, this is Ryan Johnson.
Oh, it's friend of the show, Ryan Johnson.
Hi, how's it going, you guys?
Wow, you sure do call us a lot when we're
We're doing good, Ryan. How are you? I'm doing great. I'm very excited for Star Wars Episode 8 to come out. Aren't
Your
you guys?
Your voice sounds different.
I had some wine before I
Okay.
called. I'm very nervous about the premiere.
Why are you nervous?
Because I don't want to disappoint Georgie. You know Georgie? George?
Is that George? What they call him?
George Lucas? Yeah, that's what
he his friends call him.
That's what his friends call him, and I happen to be his friend. And I don't want to disappoint Georgie, because he's my idol, you know. You know that, right?
No, I didn't know that. I didn't realize that.
I didn't know that either. That's interesting. So are you guys looking forward to the movie? Friday?
Yeah, we just said that we're pretty excited. I'm a 9 out of 10. I think Ty Macis over here is an 8 out of 10.
An 8? You should be both 11s out of 10s.
I think
11, 10, 12, yeah. 15 out of 10. Ray is going to
that good, hey?
Blow your brains out. It's going to be so great. Do you already have your tickets purchased? I hope so. Because you're not going to get them otherwise. They're all sold out everywhere. You know?
Yeah.
Do you want me to spoil the movie for you right now?
Let's do it. Just give us all of the...
I've had a lot of Chardonnay before calling you guys.
Okay.
Just want to let you know. Okay? The secret is that Rey and Kylo are brothers and sisters.
I mean, I kind of had a feeling.
Wait, what? They're what? They're brothers and sisters. Okay, that's interesting. I mean, we kind of guessed that, didn't we? I feel like we had that theory like 2 weeks ago or something.
More like 2 years ago.
All right. Well, there's another twist there that I'm not going to reveal right now, but you'll have to see it for yourself. And it's real good. I just want to make sure my biggest fans are excited for the new Star Wars movie, because I'm very excited. And also, Looper's the best movie ever, so shut up about Looper.
Okay, good to hear from you, Ryan Johnson, as always. Feel free to call.
Yeah, I'll field one Star Wars question before I go. I have to make it to a Star Wars gala in a minute, but I'll field one Star Wars question you have about the sequel. Go.
Does Luke die?
Yes, he does. He's dead.
He's dead.
He's a ghost the entire movie.
You heard it here first.
All right, I have to go now. My butler's waiting to drive me to Arby's.
Good choice.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
Bye, Ryan Johnson.
Bye. Wow. That was interesting. Glad he called in again.
Yeah, me too. That studio line that we bought and are paying for with money is really...
It's a really good investment. Even if only one person calls us there.
Yeah. Only Ryan Johnson has the number.
He seems very excited for Star Wars, though.
I bet he is.
I mean, I'd be excited if I got my hands on a property like that, you know?
Yeah, same.
So speaking of Star Wars, there was this news story that appeared this week that was fantastic. Do you know the one I'm talking about?
We were talking about it earlier this week.
We were talking about it earlier. So there's this big object in space that has entered I don't know if it's in our solar system, but it's in our galaxy. Yeah. Is it our solar system? And it's this big, long rock, basically. And it's got a lot of astronomers puzzled, because most of the celestial objects we see are, like, rounded. You know, they're circular.
Yeah.
Because of the fact that they're, you know, pummeled by space debris and stuff. But this one's, like, a really big, long, you know, object.
Like a cigar, if you will.
Like a cigar, exactly. So there's this billionaire who's funding this, like, research project to, like, basically point a bunch of telescopes at it and listen in and look at it and stuff. So a lot of people are thinking maybe it'll, like maybe it's like an alien or something. And you astutely observed that it looks like a very large cigarette or...
It looks like a joint.
Or a joint, yes. It looks like a very large joint.
I mean, we don't know for sure yet what it is.
But it could be a large space joint.
It could.
And if it was, that would mean that there's a very large cosmic man that could, or being, entity, if you will, that smokes this large space joint.
The Cosmic Weed Lord, if you will.
Which we've named him the Cosmic Weed Lord, exactly. And I'm just kind of... I'm kind of surprised this idea hasn't come up in fiction already. To be perfectly honest with you, I'm surprised that there hasn't been, like, a book or a show or a comic book about the large cosmic weed lord and his large, massive cosmic joint. You know? I feel like that's, that's like, ample ground to, like, you know, to cover. Like, we have, like, Galactus or whatever in, like, the Marvel Universe. He's, like, gigantic and he eats planets or whatever, right? But, like, we don't have, like, the cosmic weed lord that's, like, a giant man that smokes a giant
That joint. Smokes the massive cosmic joints.
Right.
So let's think about this serious real quick, like scientists, if you will.
Sure, sure. Scientifically.
This object is, I mean, a normal asteroid or a normal planetoid or a normal space object, it's probably going to be round or, like, potato-shaped, right?
Yes, because of the way that, like, space debris hits it and, like, stuff like that. And gravity and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, like, if you throw a rock on the ground and it breaks into a million pieces, you're probably not going to have a cigar-shaped piece of debris.
Even if you do, it's not going to last very long because of erosion.
Yeah, well, if it's, like, hurtling through space, getting tugged on by all these gravity fields in our...
These cosmic forces, if you will.
Cosmic forces tugging on the object, it'll probably get ripped apart. But this one, it's still just a perfectly long...
It's a joint.
I mean, I'm not saying it's a joint yet, but
it looks
what else is shaped like that?
It looks like a cigarette. Like, it really does. Like, if you look at a picture of it, it looks... Well, not a cigarette. It looks like a joint. Like,
it doesn't look like a cigarette. It looks like a joint.
Like a cosmic weed lord rolled this thing and, like, he dropped it or something into a black hole and he's like, oh,
shit.
He was
so high.
He's like, oh, damn it. He was, like, eating Taco Bell and he's, like, rolling this giant, massive cosmic joint. And he's like, oh, man, this chalupa is really good. And he's, like, takes a puff and he's about to pass it to his friend, like, you know.
Jake the
cosmic flake or whatever, I don't know. And Jake's like, oh, thanks, dude. And he, like, drops it. And, like, there's a black hole that, you know, it comes up. And I feel like the cosmic weed lord's time frame of reference is, like, this is all happening in, like, millions of years, right?
Yeah.
It's like, what his, like, minute is our, like, 10,000 years. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
So, like, when I say he drops it, I mean, like, this is, like, you know, 10,000 years of him, like, dropping the...
the joint.
And then, like, the black hole just emerges, and it looks sudden to him, but to us it's, like, you know, 10,000 of years happened before the black hole emerges. And then it, like, sucks up the joint, and he's like, oh, no, you know, and then it, like...
He's like, party foul.
Like, oh, no, I gotta roll another one. I gotta call Mikey, my guy, to get me some more...
Cosmic weed.
Cosmic weed.
From my cosmic joints.
From my cosmic joints. Yeah, exactly. And then it stumbles into our galaxy, and then our scientists look at it, and they're like, what is this thing? Like, how is this so perfectly joint-shaped? And then they, you know, they got it, you know. So we'll find out what it is soon enough.
So, I guess, but. Here's the thing, though. I don't think our technology is sufficiently advanced to determine whether it is a massive cosmic joint.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can't really aim... a visible light telescope at it because it doesn't emit light. It's just going to blend in with the background.
That's true.
You have to point a radio telescope at it.
Or we'd have to, like, go up there and take, like, a sample of it.
Yeah. The thing is, though, is it's moving so fast. Like, that's how you can tell it's not from our solar system because it couldn't be moving this fast if it was, you know.
Also, I hear it's, like, spinning really fast, too.
Yeah.
It's almost like he, like, smoked it, and then he was, like, done, and he, like, flicked it into the black hole. And he's like, this weed is not good. Like, this is bad. Mickey gave me some bad stuff.
Just flicks it into the black hole.
Which is basically his garbage can, right? Yes. Like, the Cosmic Weed Lord's garbage can would be a black hole. I mean, obviously.
Yeah.
He flicks it in there, and then it hurtles into our galaxy, and it's spinning like crazy. And we're like, what is this beautiful divine object? And it's the Cosmic Weed Lord's it's his marijuana. That's
all
it is. I think we figured it out.
I think we cracked it.
I mean, it's him and Jake. They're just chilling on their cosmic couch, you know. smoking and
watching the Cosby Show.
Watching the Cosby Show.
I mean, wait, no, I don't think we should say Cosby. Maybe That 70s Show.
Yeah. Golden Girls.
Golden Girls.
That's it. They're watching reruns of the Golden Girls.
Yeah.
At like 2 in the morning, you know, they just got Taco Bell. They just got fourth meal or whatever you call it, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that's the thing. Eating Doritos, you know.
Doritos, Locos, tacos, and you got your Baja Breeze, Mountain Dew.
Mountain Dew, yeah. We got a whole system.
Lot of brands in this episode.
We got a lot. This is a lot of brands. Mountain Dew, Arby's, Taco Bell, Doritos, Mountain Dew, all of that. And there you go. That's it. And so we'll find out soon enough. I think they're sending a probe today or tomorrow.
No, they're just doing radio telescopes. A probe will never reach it in time.
Oh, not a probe. I meant like they're shooting beams at it or something. I think we're going to know by this weekend, I wanted to say.
Yeah. We'll know if it's emitting radio waves. We won't know if it's a giant joint because marijuana doesn't emit radio waves.
True. Oh, yeah. No, it doesn't. I don't know. Let me tell you right now. But I had a thought. I thought Massive Cosmic Joint was a fantastic name for a band.
Yeah, it is.
And so is Cosmic Weed Lord. They're both really good. One of them could be like the band name. One of them could be like the album name. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's an album title, Cosmic Weed Lord.
Right. Cosmic Weed Lord by Massive Cosmic Joint. But like then the song, I got to thinking, it's like, oh, we could have so many song names for this. And I think you came up with a few good ones. I don't remember what they were. But right. Like everything could be space and marijuana related.
Yeah.
So you got like, you know, hot, like getting high at the speed of light.
That's a good one. I like that.
Right. You could have like smoke in the universe or something like that, you know.
The Blunt Nebula.
the Blunt Nebula. Exactly. You know? It's like...
Comet Chronic was another one. It's like Chronic that grows on the comet.
Chronic. Yeah.
Comet Chronic.
You could have like Asteroid... I can't even think of like...
More Asteroid movie. Asphyxiation.
Sure.
That's no, like that doesn't sound
that's
good.
That's a sad one.
Yeah.
He, like, dies on that one, you know. Comet Chronic is good, though.
How about, God, I'm trying to work in different marijuana.
You have to have space and you have to have weed.
Yeah, all you need is space and weed.
Space weed. That's one of the other songs right there.
Yeah. Space weed.
Space weed. The universe is my... pot. That doesn't make any sense.
I don't know. I can't think of any more.
But that, I mean, there you go. We got like four.
It'd be a great band.
I mean, it would be easy to come up with these names. Like, it's not hard. I mean, we spent like a minute and then we already have like four.
I'm imagining the music from this band just is kind of like, okay, so they like, it's one of those really deep sounding guitars that they've like drop tuned or whatever.
Yeah, drop
tuned. And then the lyrics are just like,
like it's all like, and it's like metal, but it's like not as harsh. It's like almost chanting and it's like kind of mellow. It's like, and then like you can kind of hear faintly like what they say. Like he randomly says like, universe, like,
yeah,
weed, you know, like stuff like that.
And you need to have like samples of like inhaling and like
water
pipes and like,
and then like old 50s space movies, you know,
yeah,
that too. Like there'll be like a breakdown part, and it'll be like the drum will just be like, and then it'll be like the system is down, or something like that. Or like something from like Forbidden Planet or whatever, you know.
That's a good movie.
Yeah, you know, like, oh, we're crashing or something. Black hole, dead ahead or something like that. And then it'd be like, you know, yeah.
So that's our idea for Cosmic,
Massive Cosmic,
the greatest band ever.
Weed Supernova.
I was trying to work the word hotbox into a space
hot
word.
Hotbox? What do you mean hotbox?
That's when you roll up all your windows and...
Oh, yeah. Okay, so hotbox. Cosmic hotbox. You just put cosmic on
just
it.
Just put cosmic in front of... That's
just put cosmic in front of weed, and then you got a bunch of songs right there.
Black
cosmic
hole
joint.
Black
what?
Black hole blong. Black hole blunt.
Cosmic bong, cosmic weed, cosmic, cosmic joint. Yeah, you just cosmic black hole, whatever, you know. Gravitational weed.
Gravitational munchies. It doesn't even rhyme. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't have to rhyme. It's a song title.
Yeah.
Gravitational munchies is what the weed lord gets after he smokes a lot.
Yeah.
He has to, like, eat planets at that point.
He's really
He's like, I'm really jonesing for some planets now, Jake. And Jake's like, well, just eat some of those planets over there. And he's like, I got the gravitational munchies. And then he goes, he rolls up to, you know, Taco Bell, which the universe version of Taco Bell would be like Planet Bell. You know, it'd make tacos, but they'd be made out of, like, solar systems.
Galaxy Bell.
Galaxy Bell. There you go. And they, like, roll, like a taco. The flour tortilla is, like, the rings of Saturn, you know? Mm-hmm. And then, like, the beef is, like, planets.
Yes.
And then the cheese is, like, comets and asteroids and stuff, you know? Yeah, that's it. That's it. And he eats it. It's kind of like in, like, Men in Black, you know?
Like, he has, like, the marbles.
Yeah, you know, like, the universe, and then, it, like, in the end, it, like, zooms out, and it keeps going out and out and out and out. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, it's like
and then that. At the end, it's, like, the planets are, like, these little marbles on this, like, big alien's, like, chessboard or marble board or whatever. Like, that alien in the end, that's the Cosmic Weed Lord.
Men in Black would be a good song title, actually.
See, there you go.
They're trying to hide the truth about the Cosmic Weed Lord, man.
Exactly. He rules the whole universe, man. Man,
I seen him.
Yeah, he rules the whole universe. All right, do we have any good would you rathers today?
Yes, we do.
What do we got?
All right,
this first, is a new segment of the show that we kind of do.
Yeah. So these are procedurally generated would you rather questions. They're made by a machine, but let's give a couple a try.
They're like nonsensical mostly, but some of them are good.
Would you rather step out of your best friend and barely get access. Wait, no, this. Would you rather step out of your best friend and barely get across?
Across.
Okay. Or smell loudly and salt yourself for a month?
Oh, man.
So you step out of your best friend and barely get across. That sounds gross.
It does sound gross.
I feel like I'd you be, guys were doing something that...
I feel like I'd be murdering you at that point.
Yeah.
You know, it's like you just explode.
But you would smell really loudly for a month and salt yourself otherwise.
So, smell really loudly just means like... Like, you're just like... Can you hear what I'm doing right now? I'll move my nose close to the microphone.
Oh, okay. I know what you mean. I thought the smell was, like, loud, like an adjective. Like, it just smelled really bad. But no, like...
No. I mean, like, listen.
Yes,
can you hear that?
I hear.
I feel like I'm really blowing out our audio right now. That, though. That you do that.
For a whole month.
Insult yourself. I would rather do that because I don't want to kill my best friend.
Yeah,
that'd be same. Sad.
That would be sad. Especially if it was in a way where they were coming out of me. That just doesn't sound good.
It seems gross.
Yeah.
It seems like a horror movie or something. Right?
Yeah.
Some cosmic shit going on over there, right? Cosmic horror. Cosmic weed lord horror.
Would you rather have two puppies with you or have a wolf bat?
Two puppies.
Two puppies or a wolf bat? I think I would choose the wolf bat.
I don't know what a wolf bat is.
It's a combination of a bat and a wolf.
I don't know if I want that.
I think I want that.
You don't even know what it is.
But, you could sell it to scientists.
That's true.
For a lot of money.
Like $1 million on that.
Then you could buy as many puppies as you want.
That's true. Oh, okay, I'm coming around to that one.
Yeah.
But the immediacy of two puppies is kind of nice.
It definitely outweighs the wolf bat. It's probably not very cute.
Where will you keep the wolf bat? Like, how long do you have to hold on to this thing before you can sell it to scientists?
I would take it to scientists immediately, because I don't want to
have to deal with... Right, but, like, you got to carry that shit. Like, you got to put it in, like, a kennel or something.
I think I have a kennel somewhere.
Can I make the wolf bat sound really quick? This is what I feel like it would sound like. It'd be like... Sorry.
It's okay, horse. Yeah. That's what he sounds like.
Yeah. I feel like that would be tough, you know? The wolf bat? Because the problem with that is, like, it could fly, I'm assuming, right?
Yeah, it can fly. And it's a wolf.
But it's also a wolf. So it's, like, eating all your shit, and it can, like, fly around.
The visual I have for this creature just is really funny. It's just, like, a wolf's head with wings.
Just no body?
No body, just a wolf's head with wings.
See, the visual I had was different. The visual I had was wolf body, bat head, bat wings.
Okay.
Which I think makes a little more sense, but I like yours. A head. I like yours better, personally. Than just a head with wings. Yeah. Yeah, I'd rather the puppy still. I don't know. That's my 2 cents. That's my 2 cents.
Yeah, you don't have to deal with that wolf bat situation.
For $100,000, what food would you eat a bathtub sized full of in under 10 hours?
I don't think I could accomplish this challenge.
Well, you gotta try. What food would you put in that bathtub? You're gonna make $100,000 if you
can. Okay, does it have to be food? Can it be like Gatorade?
Yeah. You have to eat it. Yeah, you have to eat it.
Okay. How about...
You could do something light.
Tomato soup.
Tomato soup. You'd eat a bathtub full of tomato soup.
I wouldn't like it.
I would die if I were trying to do that. You know how much liquid that is?
That's... Yeah.
Well, at least you're in the bathroom already, though, right?
You're just sitting halfway on one. Drinking buckets of the other.
I just had the worst visual. You're sitting on the toilet. You got, like, one of those really long straws, right? And you're just sipping it, right? And then you're just, like, letting it all go on the other end. And that's just, like, what you do for 10 hours.
And that's your life for 10 hours.
Oh, man. That's gross, man. I mean, at least you're in the bathroom, though.
Yeah. I think I would be sick from, like, everywhere, though.
Mm.
I would need a bucket. Yeah,
you
need a bucket to throw up in.
Yeah. You have 10 hours, so I feel like you'd really have to pace yourself.
How much money are we making again?
100 grand. $100,000.
Ooh. I bet you I could do it if I'm allowed to, like, throw up a bunch. Just, like, eat a lot and go blah.
So if you're allowed to throw up, you could do it?
Yeah.
So you'd do tomato soup.
Yeah, I'd do tomato soup.
See, here's the problem with tomato soup, though. Any liquid-based, it's going to fill the whole container. So you're pretty much, like, eating as much as you can. If you fill it with something else, it's not going to be, like, the entire... It's not going to fill the container, you know? Like, it will, but, like, there'll be space there. So, like, let's say... I would never do this.
The Quaker puffed...
What, oatmeal?
Not oatmeal. It's their... it's like their popcorn... things that are, like, really airy.
Yeah. Oh, the Quaker oat, like, square things.
Yeah.
You put those in there?
They're like rice crackers or whatever. They're really airy. Yeah, rice cakes. That's what they are.
Ooh. Okay, so now we're onto something here. I feel like rice cakes is a good one.
Because that, I mean, it's less...
Because it takes up a lot of room, and there's not a lot there.
Yeah. It would still be horrible.
Eat it a lot. I mean, but it's rice. How bad can it be for you?
That's true.
Right? It's like, what did you do this weekend? Well, I ate 20 gallons of rice cakes.
I was sick as a dog, but at least I got...
let's assume you can put, like, sauce on it too, right?
I wouldn't want to let it go down.
You wouldn't put, like, any Tabasco on there or whatever?
No, because, I mean, you're going to be sick eventually, and it's better if it's just a neutral flavor coming back up,
That's true. Like rice cakes.
I would maybe want, like, a beer with it or something.
A beer?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, because when I'm drinking beer, I can eat more.
Oh, you're right. But you don't want to do that too much because then you'd be full faster.
Yeah,
you'd have to balance that out.
You'd have to balance it.
What if you did half beer, half rice cakes?
Just mix them all together?
Just put them all in the tub.
Just put them all in there.
Have like a soup, if you will.
That sounds like the worst.
I liked how you said, you almost thought about it for a second.
Yeah. You could just eat it with a straw.
Doesn't that sound good? No, you'd eat it with like a ladle. You'd like ladle it into your mouth. You're like, it would be a long enough ladle that you could reach there from the toilet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, this is good. Beer and rice cakes. A German delicacy, I believe.
mix them together and shake them
you
up.
You know, a nice lager or something, yeah. You know, right? Something that would absorb into the rice cakes, but isn't too potent. You know?
Isn't too heavy, yeah.
Yeah. And then I figure, yeah, yeah, there you go.
I need to be careful how I say this one. Mm. Would you rather eat a pole for 5 weeks or a gallon of gum twice every year?
God, that's disgusting. How big are we talking about pole-wise
here? It's a big pole.
Okay. How big? Are we talking about like a flagpole kind of deal?
I don't think you can eat a... you just have to try to eat it.
You don't have to eat it.
Here's the problem with gum. I would say gum, but here's the problem with gum. You can't digest gum. Like, it's stuck in your stomach forever.
Yeah, you'd have to get, like, surgery.
So you'd have to get surgery every year to get rid of all that gum.
In your body.
I know. Now, the pole, I'm assuming it's made out of, like, bread or something, right? It's like a giant breadstick.
No, it's a real... You just have to eat it for 5 weeks.
Maybe I would do gum then. I mean, you'd have to get surgery either way.
Yeah.
Right? I feel like I would do gum because maybe that would at least be more enjoyable.
I mean, you... All right, so...
Is the gum all like one big glob of gum, though?
Because
I don't want that.
They take all the individual pieces out and just put them in a gallon jug, and you can kind of just...
Doesn't seem sanitary.
All right. The gum you have to do twice every year, like recurring each year. The pole, once you do your 5 weeks, you never have to mess with that pole again.
Yeah. You're done. And you have a whole 5 weeks to eat the pole.
Yeah.
I would do the pole.
Yeah, I think I would choose the pole.
Because I don't want to have to deal with this every year.
Yeah.
You know, that's a lot of work.
That's a lot of gum. Like,
I got to do my taxes every year. I can't have another thing that I have to do.
Got to eat this gum while I prepare my taxes.
Like, you just put all the shitty stuff you have to do, like, into 1 month. Like, in March, you, like, do your taxes, you go to the DMV, you eat the giant gum thing, you know. Like, everything just put into one month. Do you do that? Ever? Because I do that all the time.
I usually try to group all the bad stuff together all at once.
Yeah, so you do do that. Okay. Because I do that, too. I'm like, oh, I don't want to do this or this or this. And then it just ends up where it's all grouped up together, so I, like, all do it at the same time.
Yeah, and doing it all at the same time is probably the worst way to do it. It, like, stresses
me out. It really is. Because then you're thinking about it for, like, a week. Like, oh, God, I have to do all that and stuff.
Everything is a crisis. Nothing wants to work.
Yeah, because... The thing about that is, like, all those stupid little small things like go to the DMV, they're always more complicated than they seem.
Yeah.
You know, you're like, oh, man, I forgot this, and I can't do that now. It's like, oh, God.
Ugh. Honestly, like, I don't know how there are so many adults that function. Like, I don't know how we do it.
I ask myself that question on a daily basis, and I don't know the answer to that either.
Like, I do okay, but... It just seems like there should be a lot of people that aren't doing okay.
Have you ever had this thought?
Hard.
Have you ever had this thought? Like, if you're doing something tough, you're like, now, okay, either everyone in the world is smarter than me, or they're all way luckier, or they all have, like, a really high tolerance for annoying shit. Like, I have that thought, like, all the time.
Yeah, same.
You know what I mean? Because, like, there's a lot of stuff that's hard out there, and I'm like, man, this is tough. Is everyone just really good at everything else but me? You know, I have that thought a lot. I mean, I don't know. Maybe.
I don't have an answer. But yeah, I think that.
Maybe there's... I don't know. Maybe there's like a... Maybe people are better at things that I take for granted. That I think are like really hard.
I think about that too. Like, maybe just the living part of, you know, being alive is just way easier for a lot of people.
Right. Maybe. I don't know. Like, I'm like, not sure.
Like, paying bills stresses me out. Like,
it does. It's stressful.
I'm not in trouble, like, financially or anything.
No, meaning, but yeah, it's like stressful.
Giving
like a
my
stressful
money
thing.
Over, it, like, makes me think about all of this really, really terrible stuff, like, where my money's going and what's happening
with
it. And
exactly.
I don't like to think about that because it's not, none of it is
good.
Yeah,
it's really stressful.
Yeah.
Have you ever read a tutorial online, like, on WikiHow or whatever, right? And you read it and you're like, this doesn't make any goddamn sense, right? And then you wonder, like, how there's like millions of people out there that do this thing that I'm trying to figure out how to do.
They must do this, or they'll be in jail,
or they'll die, or something. Or and die. You're like, how do they do it? Like, I can't figure this out. I think I'm a decently smart person, you know? Like, how do they know how to do it? Like, that happens to me all the time. And maybe, so that's where I'm like thinking, like, maybe everyone else is just smarter than me, or I don't know. Like, I don't know. It's just, it's strange.
Maybe I'm the only one who does this stuff. Like, maybe there's, like, this ongoing joke. Like, anyone who's dumb enough to actually jump through right. these loops deserves right. it. No one right. else
it's
actually
like,
does.
Oh, that. How to do your taxes. It's like, I don't know how to do this. It's like, but everyone's doing it. Like, how do they know how to do it? Like, I don't understand. And it's like, yeah, maybe I'm the only one that does it. Like, oh, look at him. The sucker, he's doing his taxes.
Because I read about these people that, like... So there are people in the world that, like, just don't do their taxes.
Yeah.
They, like, just don't.
Yeah.
And somehow they still have, like, houses and, like, lives. How does...
Is there a secret that we don't know about?
Yeah.
I feel like there's
like, are there so many people not doing these things that they just can't enforce it? And
they're like, well, Joe's gotten away with it for, like, 10 years. Like, it's no sense taking them down now.
Stuff like that, though. Like, there are people that go 10 years without paying taxes.
And maybe they pass a threshold where the IRS is like, whatever, I don't care. You know, they're like, whatever.
It's just like, whatever. It's just
one. We're never going to get any money out of this guy. Yeah. Let's just leave it alone, you know? I don't know. I wonder about this stuff all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, am I competent enough to function in society?
I mean, I know that the answer is barely.
Yeah, but then you... barely, exactly.
Like,
but
I have the answer. Wonder,
like, but then you have to wonder, like, is everyone else barely functional? Or are they all, like, really good and I'm, like, the only barely functional one?
Yeah.
You know? And that's kind of a depressing thought. Like, oh, man, I'm really shit at this life
hole. I thought I was pretty good.
I thought I was good at this, but I guess I'm not.
Yeah.
Oh, God. No. Anyway.
It's pretty funny. It's funny, though, to think about, in a way.
It's a weird... I mean, I have that thought.
In a dark kind of way.
When I was younger, I was like, oh, like, learning things is fun. Like, I like learning things. As an adult, I like learning things, but, like, when I'm learning things, I'm always thinking in the back of my mind, like, how do so many people know how to do this, like, already? Like, this is confusing and badly explained and doesn't make any sense, you know? Especially with, like, taxes and you know, stupid shit like that.
Yeah.
You know, stupid everyday stuff. Like, I remember when I went to, like, register my car or something. Like, you have to jump through all this shit to
owning
do it.
Owning a car is the biggest load
It makes, like,
bullshit.
No sense. Like, you have to do it. And yet, like, half the country drives, you know, like... And yet, they all jump through these hoops. And, like, I jumped through the hoops, and I was like, I have no idea what the fuck is going on right now. Like, I was lucky enough to get out of there scot-free, you know?
Yeah.
And so, like, how does everyone else, like, do this so, I don't know, so easily? It's the same with, like, driving on the road, right? It's like, I can drive barely, you know?
I'm not, like...
I'm not
I
good at
sometimes,
it.
Sometimes, and I'm not
and
good.
And yet, there's millions of people out there that I have to assume are either, like, better drivers than me or just really lucky all the time. You know, they don't kill themselves every second. I don't know. It's a remarkable thing to think about.
Yeah, it's weird how everything just kind of works.
It is weird. Yeah. And it really shouldn't, you know?
No, shouldn't.
That's work. Like the cynic in me. Like, all these things shouldn't work, but they do. Anyway. You got any more would you rathers over there?
No more would you rathers, but how about a couple old-fashioned Reddit questions?
Yay, old-fashioned Reddits. Yeah, sure, let's jump into them.
What would be a terrifying replacement for balls in a ball pit?
Balls in a ball pit. Those weird, like, things you put on the end of maces, you know? Like
that's... let's not hurt anybody.
Oh, okay, not that.
Just,
okay.
Like, something scary.
That's scary. Oh, like...
Something, I don't want anybody to get hurt, though.
Eyeballs.
Skulls.
Yes. There you go. Skulls.
Anything that's from good. A person.
Anything from bones. Human remains.
Yeah.
Just a bone.
Ashes.
Pit.
Oh, God.
The ash pit. It's like
I feel like that's like the Klingon ball pit.
It's the ash pit. It's made with the ashes of their enemies.
Yes. That they put in the ball pit.
It's like the Klingon Chuck E. Cheese. Yeah. It's like called Knock Nick Blah or something.
Glock stick, something.
No, it has to end with cheese, though. So it's like Glock stick cheese.
Glock stick cheese.
There's a game you play in the ball pit. Their enemies are cremated, and like their jewelry and stuff gets mixed into the ashes. So the kids like dive in, and they're like, "Oh, I got a ring. I got a pendant.
I got a diamond necklace."
And then Charlie Brown Klingon is like, "I got a rock."
Oh, wah wah, and it's like wah wah wah, and you're like, "You suck, Charlie Brown." Charlie Crown.
Charlie Brown.
Yeah, it's called Doxnik Cheese. What's Klingon Chuck E. Cheese about? Like, what's the...
Well, maybe it's some kind of rite of passage place, probably. Everything in Klingon culture is a passage.
Okay, so instead of, like... But it's still, like, a birthday thing, but it's just, like, more sinister.
Yeah.
So, like, instead of, like, "Oh, little Klingon, where do you want to go for your birthday?" And he's like, "Oh, I would like to go to Klingon Cheese." And they're like, "Okay." And instead of having, like, a party, it's still a party, but, like... The boy has to, like, prove themselves.
Yeah, right? You have to... You know the animatronic creatures? You gotta fight them.
So instead of, like, music... Instead of doing the music, they, like, do, like, a fight. They, like, choreograph, like, fight
scene. There's still animatronic music bots, but there's also, like, animatronic fighting bots.
Okay, so they've got the music bots, and then they got a separate bots that are the fighting
ones. Yes.
Like, an arena.
And the person whose birthday it is has to kill everything, even the music bots.
That's good. That's like a rite of passage.
Yeah.
And the music bots play during the arena. Because it's like they set the mood, you know. Yeah. And instead of skee ball, they have like schlocklik ball. And that uses the like things on the end of maces.
You know,
the,
yeah.
The like spiked balls.
They bring in prisoners and like put them in the skee ball table.
Their heads are poking up through, like, the point thing.
It's 100 points.
If you, like, bonk them on the head, you're like, "Oh, you got Schlorbling. That's 100 points. He murdered somebody, you know." Yep. Or whatever. That's 100 points. He's a war criminal, you know.
And then, you know, after all that's said and done, you go and you eat the Klingon food that's the pizza analog.
It's made out of, like... insects.
Yes, insects, like, and they drink blood wine.
It's like the dough is made of like ground like crickets or whatever, and cheese. Like it still has cheese. Like it's Klingon cheese. It's like made from like a weird Klingon version.
The milk of their enemies. Everything is just from their enemies.
I want you to explain how that works.
I don't want to
the explain milk of their enemies.
I don't want to explain it.
Everything's their enemies. They like capture a bunch of people,
milk them,
and that's how the cheese is made. And they're like, "Oh, the best cheese comes from the worst enemies."
Right.
Like, yeah. Like if they're the more evil they are, the better the cheese. This is disgusting.
I could write for Star Trek. See, this is a good idea.
Klingon Chuck E. Cheese. Would they have like a golf course or a miniature golf or
like a miniature
like
golf?
Laser, like laser tag or anything like that?
You know? Yeah, I think laser tag's a good idea, right?
I think Klingons would have laser tag.
Yeah,
but it would be like real laser.
Yeah, tag. There has to be some kind of consequence. Like they like, play with stun guns or something.
Yeah, you could like die in Klingon laser tag.
Yeah, you're allowed like to body the losing check people.
Yeah, the losing team like has to sacrifice one of their teammates. Like,
yes,
like the weakest link or something. It's like that's part of the rite of passage thing, you know. And they use stun guns and not like lasers. It's like literal stun guns or something. And it's always the Federation, you know, is the bad guys.
I like Klingon Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah, Bachnik cheese.
Bachnik cheese.
Bachnik cheese, as it were. I think the Klingons are a wholly misunderstood race, really.
They're my favorite, probably Star Wars. Not Star Wars, Star Trek race.
They're just fun, you know. They just like fighting, you know. They like battling. And.
Yeah, I love the idea of, you know, honor driven societies like old samurais and Bushidos and stuff. I love old samurai movies
they're
like
very,
that.
They're very honorable, you know. Yeah, that's all it is. Got to fight to the death sometimes. All right, one question, then we'll get into trivia.
Sure.
What is the fastest non-political way to start an argument?
Non-political.
Yeah, you can't do politics.
I think it depends on the person. Like, there are some people, like, you could just say, like, you know, I like pineapple on pizza. Could we get that?
I think that's it. I think you got it right there.
Like, you're at Glocknick Cheese, and the one guy is like, you know what? I think we should get the pineapple pizza. And
they're like, what? Are you an abomination? And then you're like, I challenge you to a duel, good sir.
You dishonor your family.
You dishonor the Klingon name.
Yes.
And then they get up there, and then Chuck E. Cheese, Klingon Chuck E. Cheese.
Glocknick. What does he look like?
Glocknick. He's like an insect man or something. Yeah. Because they can't be Klingons, because Chuck E. Cheese to us is like he's like a mouse, right?
Yeah, he's an animal.
So, like, I feel like in Klingon Chuck E. Cheese, like, Glocknick, that's his name.
Yeah.
He'd be like a mantis person. I don't know. That's how I'm imagining. Mantis. He's a mouse mantis thing. And he plays like a keytar, I kind of want to say. I don't know. Anyway, so he starts doing the dun 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 dun, and then the whole band joins in. And then they have like an arena in the middle of the food hall.
Yes.
That like opens up, like all the tables like slide away, and then it just like opens to like an arena.
Right? And then two podiums come out of the ground, each one with a batleth.
With a batleth. And then all the people that were eating, they like their tables like rise up like an audience at like a, you know, the Coliseum kind of thing.
Yes.
And then like spotlight comes on, and then like one of the announcers is like, it's blah blah versus blah blah, like an honor duel or whatever the hell they call it. And then they fight, you know, for the honor of the pizza, and whoever wins gets that
pizza. Gets to choose the pizza.
And then whoever loses dies. You know, they're dead. But yeah, I think that's a good argument. What to have on a pizza? Because a lot of people are pretty adamant about pizza toppings. I'm personally like I'm a simple guy. I like pepperoni. I like sausage. You know.
I just like cheese pizza.
Cheese is good. I'm not going to argue with cheese. I'm not going to get pineapple though.
No, like, I don't.
I like would
sweet.
Yeah, I'll duel that. Like if someone says pineapple, I'll be like, I'll duel you in Glocknick.
Like we're going.
Let's have a Glocknick cheese duel right now.
Roll up
now.
Your sleeves.
Yeah, like this is happening right now. All right, you want to get into trivia? I have three trivia questions for you today.
Okay, it's trivia time.
It's trivia time. Your three trivia categories today are animals, history, and music. Your lifelines today are 5-second Google, 10-second Bing, 30-second Yahoo, 40-second Ask, 50-50, Monty Hall, Phone Friend, Ask a Rando, and Rhyme Time. You may choose three lifelines. Which three would you like?
I'll choose Monty Hall, Ask a Rando, and 5-second Google.
All right. 5-second. Wow, you're really cutting it close in this one. Are you ready for your first question?
Yes.
All right, your first question is animals. Which snake, whose untreated bite is almost 100% fatal, is the world's fastest snake on land? Is it A, the diamondback rattlesnake? Is it B, the black mamba? C, Russell's viper? Or D, the Indian cobra?
Well, I know I can narrow it down to two, and I'm pretty sure that it's one of them. Rattlesnakes are not that fast. They have a rattle that, like, warns you away, as opposed to having to run.
Sure.
Yeah. And vipers live in trees, so they don't usually run.
Mm-hmm.
But I know that black mambas get really long, and they kind of like they like bring their body up and walk like as tall, not walk, but slither like as tall as a person.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then cobras, I know they get big too.
So you're between those two.
Yeah, black mamba or cobra.
So what are you gonna do here?
I think it's a mamba.
You gonna just go with it?
But I'm gonna Monty Hall it just to be sure.
All right, what are you gonna lock
in? I'm gonna lock in rattlesnake.
All right, it's either A, the diamondback rattlesnake, or B, the black mamba.
I will go with B, black mamba. Final answer.
Black mamba is correct. You really min-maxed that question. Good work.
Yeah.
Well done. Well done, sir.
Thank you.
Are you ready for your next question?
Yes.
All right. Your category is history. Which U.S. president made the first presidential radio broadcast? Was it A, Franklin D. Roosevelt, B, Calvin Coolidge, C, Woodrow Wilson, or D, Herbert Hoover?
I think that it's FDR.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure.
Any reason behind that, or are you just thinking it?
I think I read that somewhere.
Somewhere once?
Yeah.
Upon a time?
Once upon a time. That was one of those things they teach you in school instead of how to do your taxes.
Right. How to do life's things. They're like, here's FDR was on the radio. It's like, how do I balance my checkbook? It's like, it doesn't matter. It's like,
I need a registration for my car. They're going to take away it's my like, driver's license.
You'll figure it out. Everyone else gets by somehow. Yeah. We'll figure it out. It's funny.
Okay. What lifelines do I have left? I've got 5 second Google. I'm just going to use
it. You got 5 second Google and ask a rando.
All right. Tell me when to go.
Here, hold on 1 second. I have to use the timer app.
As is tradition.
Which takes, like, way longer than a regular thing. This is, like, the stupidest app. Every time I use this, I'm like, this is the dumbest. Microsoft, if you're listening, fix your fucking app. Yeah, I want 2 minutes and 5 seconds. That's exactly right. All right, are you ready?
I'm ready.
3, 2, 1, Google. And time's up.
I'm going to go with Calvin Coolidge, final answer.
Calvin Coolidge is correct. Good job. Well, way to 5 second Google. You were really on the wire that there. Like, I didn't know if you would make it.
I like to push the envelope. Push the
envelope. Are you ready for your last question?
I'm ready.
Final question. The category is music. How old was Jimi Hendrix when he passed away?
Oh no.
Was it A, 24, B, 27? D, 30, or C, or sorry, C, 30, or D, 32?
I think it's 27.
24, 27, 30, or 32?
I don't think a rando is going to know this, so I think I kind of just have to figure it out. Gosh, if he was 23, that's too young. That's too young.
24.
Okay, 24.
Walk me through your reasoning here as you do this.
Well, I've seen a lot of pictures of Jimi Hendrix. So
it's 24, 27, 30, or 32.
I've seen a lot of pictures of Jimi Hendrix, mm-hmm. and he doesn't look like a 24-year-old boy.
It's true.
But
and they looked older back then, though.
He might have just looked older. I don't know. I think he was 27, because that's like right in the balance of not... like, so young that it's, like, a catastrophe, but also, like, way too young for someone like that to die. Like, it's way too young, but not, like, but not 24.
Yeah, I gotcha. So, 27. So
what going. Were the other two? 30, 32?
30 or 32, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think he made it to his 30s.
Me neither.
I'm going to go with 27, final answer.
27 is correct. Good job. Yeah. It always depresses me because I'm like, wow, Jimi Hendrix has accomplished a lot at 27 years.
Yeah, he did pretty good, didn't he?
And I've done nothing.
He's one of those like people that was actually famous before he died. He didn't have to die to get famous.
Yeah. But I always think about that, like, because a lot of musicians died like pretty young, like 27, 28, or whatever. And I'm always like, wow, they really did a lot with their lives there, huh? I'm like, that's good. Good for them.
At least someone did.
At least someone did something good, because I didn't. I think it's just the way that music is, though. I don't know. I think you get famous real early, if you do it all. And then, you know, that's how it is. Do we have any final Reddits or anything like that? Before we can leave here? I have... Do you have any?
I could do one if you want me to.
Do it. Is it really bad?
It's not good.
Good, do it. Lay it on me, then.
What animal, if scaled up to the size of a horse, would be the coolest?
If it was as big as a horse?
Yes.
Oh, man. I kind of want some, like, bugs to be as big as a horse.
Yeah, a bug is a good choice.
Like a praying mantis or something? That'd be sweet, wouldn't it?
I think a praying mantis is a really good answer.
Yeah? You like that?
What would they eat?
I don't know. They would eat you is what they would eat. No, I don't. They'd probably eat like cats and stuff.
They got a mantis loose in the neighborhood. It's been eating everybody's cat.
Right? Like, I don't know. They have those like big claw things, right? They're like scythes.
They have the arm scythe, yeah.
Praying mantises are awesome looking, though. You know?
They're camouflage. Imagine one the, yeah.
Imagine one the size of a horse. That'd be frightening, right?
It wouldn't be very good at blending in anymore, because it's like a giant.
Doesn't matter. It could cut your head off in like a second, though.
Okay, yeah. They could like hang upside down from trees and like kind of blend in with branches.
Yeah, and then when the cat walks by, they're like, ksh, ksh, got it.
That's the
and
sound like, that nom. Their claws make.
And then they're like, nom, nom, nom. Or no, they're like, that's how they eat. All right, maybe, second thought, maybe praying mantis wouldn't be that. I mean, it'd be cool at first, and then it'd be like a nuisance. It's like, oh, it's goddamn praying mantis again, killing all the cats in the neighborhood.
Spiders.
Spiders? No.
Yeah.
That would be even worse.
Yeah, I would not choose that.
Then they would attack you.
And they would, like, they would kill people. They would kill people.
Yeah, we'd be like, what do we do? And be like, run! And then they would just get us. Like, they have eight legs. Like, they can climb on stuff. And they can, like, web things, you know?
They could climb like, up know, buildings. We'd never get them.
Like in Lord of the Rings, like Shelob or whatever, they would, like, take humans captive and, like, you know, leave them there or whatever. Like, oh, this is for later, you know? Yeah. They'd, like, save them for later. Yeah, we'd never get them. That would be weird, right? So they would, like, use buildings as, like, their nest. And they would probably, like, bite humans. But they wouldn't kill bite them. They would, like, bite them. So that they, like, have, like...
Incapacitate them.
The incapacitate, yeah. And then they, like, roll them up in their web. And then they, like, carry them up to the top of the building and then, like, put them on the side.
Ooh, and there'd be other people up there
from yeah, the spider. Yeah, so, like, if all the spiders, like, got really big suddenly, all the buildings, like, downtown would have, like, people in, like, a web cocoon thing, like, hanging from them. Like, they're not dead. They're just, like, ready to be eaten by the spiders.
That's really grisly.
It's like a creepy post-apocalypse kind of scenario here, you know? And then you'd have people fighting the spiders back. I mean, it'd be a whole thing. It'd be a whole ordeal.
I mean, you can't really fight the spiders. Like, what are you going to do? Shoot it? If you shoot at the spider, you're going to kill people in the building.
You would you would have to shoot the spiders.
But, like, if you shoot at them, they're good at hiding and running and...
It's true.
What if you break a window? They'll get inside.
The other thing about spiders is there's a lot more of them than there are of us.
Yes.
Like a lot. Like a lot more. Like, I think I read a statistic or something. In, like, every person's house, there's, like, 10,000 spiders or something ridiculous. It's not 10,000, but it's, like, there's, like, an order of magnitude in the thousands.
Yeah.
Like in every person's house.
One spider can have, like, 100 kids.
Yeah.
Spiders.
So, like... There's probably 100 times more spiders than there are humans on the planet, at least. So, like, if those all got big one day, that's it. We're done.
I think we'd be doomed, yeah.
We'd be dead.
Spider apocalypse.
There'd probably be, like, a small faction of humans that fight back, but, like, it doesn't matter. It's like, it'd be like the zombie apocalypse, but way worse.
Yeah.
Because they're smarter than zombies. And they can actually, like, kill you. Zombies are slow. Like, they're dumb. Like, spiders are... They're hunters. Hunters. They know what they're doing, you know.
They've got traps and speed and, like, yeah.
Amazing senses.
Yeah.
And they can crawl up things. Like, you're dead. And they have, like, eight eyes or whatever. Like, you're done. Like, you have no chance against spiders. So, yeah, I'm probably not spiders. I feel like I'm going back to the praying mantis just because it'd be cool.
Dogs,
giant horse dogs. That'd be cool because then you could ride on a dog.
Yeah, something domesticated would be okay because then it wouldn't like kill us.
Like a big giant lab.
Yeah, like not like bigger than a Great Dane, like way bigger.
And then you could ride on it.
Yeah.
And it's like your best friend because it's a dog. I like that.
That would be awesome. Yeah.
That's my answer for sure. A giant dog. It's like a lab dog. All right. Well, that has been episode. What episode?
We're on episode 63 of the Time Bat Show.
63 of the Time Bat Show. I am Time Aces, or I have been Time Aces.
Oh, sorry. I have been Bat Snacks.
Who's our sponsor today, Bat Snacks?
Our sponsor today is, Cormorant's Hot Buffalo Wing Pretzels.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't even know what that is.
They have other flavors too.
But they just paid for the hot buffalo wings.
Yeah, that's their new flavor, buffalo wing pretzels.
Are they good? Have you tried them?
Yeah, Cormorants. They're my favorite brand.
Are they?
Yeah.
I should try them. Yeah.
Yeah, all of our listeners should try them. Cormorants, hot spicy pretzels, buffalo
wings. When you're in the mood for hot spicy pretzels, choose Cormorants. Mm-hmm. Thank you for listening to episode 63 of the Time of the Show. Again, I've been Time Aces. That's been Beth Snacks. Remember, when you're going to the park...
Yeah, you shouldn't be afraid of the dark.
Thank you, everyone, and good night. Have a good
night. Drive safe.
Drive very safe.